It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And yes, I'm back. And yeah, last Saturday was a little funny. It's a funny Automotive 101. Anyway, we're back again. And I'll tell you later on about how our trip on the Big Island went. The thing I wanted to talk about was, first of all, the seatbelt law. You know, folks, I don't know how you think. I don't like it when government tells me what I have to do, because that goes against my constitutional right. Where's the ACLU and all that kind of groups? Since when can the government come in and tell you, hey, you have to do this and you have to do that? As long as you're not endangering other people but yourself, they have no right to come in and tell you what you have to do. That's the American way. If you let them change one thing, they're going to change two, then three, then four. And before you know it, when you look back, this will not be America, the country of the free. Think about that, okay? The rail cost is going out of sight, and they're interviewing all the people on the airplanes, and they're not interviewing people from Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Hawaii, and other side of Oahu. If you interview only the people that are supposedly affected by the rail, what do you think they're going to say? Take a good survey. When you do a survey, cover the state. See how the rest of the state thinks. I think we can't afford it. Mufi even said that before he ran for mayor. Can we afford it? Can we maintain it? Those two. They're talking about how much it's going to cost to build it. What about maintenance on it? Where's the electricity going to come from? From the sky? I don't think so. What about the noise of the steel on steel wheels? What about the condemnation of people's homes and businesses? How about that? Go find out how this condemnation works. It does not work on Hawaii prices. The price for the home will be priced from mainland prices, not Hawaii. Okay, so that topic, it really bothers me. You know, if they want to do the rail, that's fine. But why does we, all of the people of Hawaii, have to pay for it? That don't make sense. Anyway, that's my thinking. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, the parking meter, according to the mayor now, he wants to make it 24 hours that you have to feed the meter. That's down by Kapi'olani Park. If you let him do that, he's going to move it on, folks. What they say? Give them an inch and they take a yard. That is true, you know. You think about it. And it costs $1 an hour? Well, Wendell Kwan and I fed the meter at the city parking lot in Hilo. And folks, It wasn't dollar an hour. It was 25 cents for hour and 15 minutes or hour and a half, something like that. And they told us, oh, go downtown. It's cheaper yet, one penny. Huh? Wow. Not in Honolulu. Okay, so you have any questions or additions to it or whatever, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have on line one? Nobody? Okay. Oil changes. It's by miles or months. It's 3,000 miles or 3 months for regular oil, folks. The oils do break down with heat. Do not run it longer than 2,000 miles. If you got regular oil, if you want to save your engine, running on substandard gasoline, do not run the oil that long. If you're running AMS oil, a fully synthetic oil, you can go 1 year, 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. So, your engine, you want to run the junk stuff? That's fine. Just bring it to me to fix that engine. Okay? So, anyway. The other thing that really boggles my mind is the homeless problem on the sidewalk. You know how the ACLU went out and said, hey, city, you got to put in handicap ramps to the restaurants, to whatever, right? So the handicapped people can get access. Well, I'll tell you something, folks. Go down by A'ala Park on Baratania Street. There's no way a handicapped guy can go down the sidewalk. He has to go down the side of a road. I saw that. Now, is that safe? Where's the ACLU? What's happening? Where's the safety? Oh, this thing really flips me over, I tell you. And the guy is going down the road now, folks. And there's cars parked on Baratania. He is on the traffic lane. The first lane. Unbelievable. Why isn't somebody doing something about it? Where's the mayor? Only out to collect money? What about thinking about the people? Sorry, folks, but this thing really bothers me. I don't like it. Let me know how you feel. 808-296-5467. Yeah, they want to be homeless. That's fine. But leave room for the homeless to walk or roll their wheelchairs. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
We have Bob from Pro City.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, George. Good to see you back.
Thank you.
I'm the first one. I make sure I call early.
Good idea.
Yeah. I hope you had a good time on the Big Island.
Oh, it was rough mentally.
Rough. Oh, Pamba, you tell us about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I want to talk about three things before I ask advice.
Mm-hmm.
ACLU, they should kick them out.
That's right.
It's more the prisoners grumbling. The prisoners eating better than us, and they complaining that we're not feeding them good.
You got it.
And then, seatbelt, I agree with you. That's up to the individual.
Yep.
Because you get in an accident, sometimes you cannot unhook the seatbelt, you're dead too, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the rail going broke before they finish.
That's right.
And you can imagine the traffic jam going to be?
Yep.
And they're displacing all the good people. Where they going? Knocking by a house?
That's right. You smart man.
I'm old enough, that's why. Anyway, okay. I need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2004 Toyota pre-runner, four-cylinder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The check engine light just came on. I was wondering, maybe you can give me some advice before I take them in. Cost money going inside.
More than likely, it's the oxygen sensor on the exhaust, the O2 sensor.
Oxygen sensor.
Yeah, it gets contaminated from the substandard gasoline we have in Hawaii.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oxygen sensor.
Yep. It's either the oxygen sensor or there's a emission control vacuum canister that's on the gas tank.
Vacuum canister.
Yeah. Do you fill the gas all the way to the top?
I feel them till it click, then I don't feel anymore.
Well, you should be safe.
Yes.
But sometimes it's either between that vacuum canister or the O2 sensor. Most time it's the O2 sensor.
O2 sensor. That thing costs money, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to save the money to put that on before. But my, I take them inside, they won't charge me for the computer thing, $100, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I'll go try to look at that thing. Oxygen sensor number one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Vacuum canister, it's on the gas tank, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go check. And then if I have to go, I got to go pay. Nowadays, how to make money, you know?
That's right.
Look, they're going to raise the fuel charge again. They're way up already, and where all their money going?
Because they want to use that money for the rail.
Oh, either that or hurricane, eh? That guy taking the hurricane fund again?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not good.
You should put politicians inside there that have been running business. So
yeah, business, you right? Smart man.
So I'm old enough.
It's common sense.
Yeah?
Yep.
Any politician, not lawyer, businessman.
That's right.
Because we're all going broke.
That's right.
Yeah, so nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to hang up, listen to you.
Okay.
All right.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob, you're early.
No, I figured, yeah. My friends from Hilo, they really enjoyed that. That's a big thing that a lot of people, a lot of people, only some people on Oahu know about the big race over in Hilo, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And my friends, they enjoyed having you there and seeing you there, George. It was wonderful because I got the feedback.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, that's good.
They said, what? George Crazy let that guy attempt.
Well, you had a good laugh, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I called in. You know, so he goes, oh, Rob, you called George, huh? I go, yeah. Are you a regular caller? Yeah, sort of. George, you know, I cracked up because this past week on this, you know, the city council, and you mentioned it at the beginning of your show, trying to raise up the price of the parking meters around Kapi'olani Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they got an earful and then some, right?
Mm-hmm.
Short of, you know, pitchforks and burning torches.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I could think of was, oh, you know what? Too bad they don't act like that when they find out that these same guys are doubling their registration fees. Yeah?
That's right.
Oh my goodness, George.
You know how much the registration fee for a truck in Hilo?
I've been getting feedback.
$70.
Yeah, I know. My friend rubs it in my face. Rob, sell your house.
Move. You know how much the parking meter at a city building? 25 cents for hour and a half.
Yeah. You know, George.
Yeah, man.
I got Kirk over there. By the way, he was distributing flyers. This weekend, George, there's a classic car rally or something on the Waikoloa side.
Mm.
And he's gone with flyers, you know, on my 57 T-Bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Craigslist, if anybody's interested, if you don't mind me saying so. But anyway, so Andy, you know, good friend Andy of the show, George, and he's been to some of the seminars.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes, he represents me, George.
Mm.
But you remember long, tall
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Andy called into one of the weekday radio shows, and he mentioned the same thing about how, oh, they get all excited about a parking fee, you know, and then and the morning show guy kind of was, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, and wasn't treated very nicely. So I told him, what do you expect?
He don't care.
Yeah, no big deal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, George, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
And have a good show.
Yeah, thank you. Aloha.
Sure.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is doing great. I missed you last week.
Good thing.
I don't get a phone call. Nobody tells me you're leaving. I'm just feeling a little rejected right now. A little love would, you know, go
well.
Along.
When the bomb drops, you gotta go. We're having a hard time trying to get hooked up with the mayor in Hilo. And that's
why. That's right. How did you get to meet with him?
No.
The politician.
No. He had an emergency. It was legit.
Yeah.
But what happened was we couldn't get hooked up. Wendell Kwan was trying, and what ended up was we had no choice but to leave on first class. There's no seats because we're trying to get hooked up last minute. Everything was so last minute, we almost couldn't get there.
Wow.
So sorry if I didn't let you know.
No, that's okay. You know, I still love you. No matter what.
We ran around like chicken without a head for a while.
I've been on those trips with you. I know how that goes. It's a lot. You know, people don't realize it's a lot to take kids over to the Outer Islands with cars.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't. I mean, imagine people go with just their kids. They come back crazy.
Yeah.
So you got cars. What you got? Tools, fuel, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just have one complaint. I just want to put out to people. Maybe they'll understand. You know, I don't have like the most expensive car in the world. I drive a minivan because of my work. I play music. And when I go to the mall, I typically go to the other end of the parking lot where there aren't that many cars. You know, I see a space, like 10 spaces open. So I park in the middle. I walk into the mall. I come back. There's a car right beside me. And I'm going, why would the person park right beside me? Wouldn't they like a little room easier to get in and out the car? So could somebody call and explain that to me? You ever see, you know what I'm talking about, George?
Yeah, good question.
It's the love, brother.
My one friend said people like to be in like groups, so they feel that your car shouldn't be out there alone.
I've wondered that too many times.
And that's not like...
And there's all the spaces open and they park right next to you.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, that's kind of...
The only time they won't park next to you, my friend, if you got a beat up car with the fenders hanging, nobody will park next to you.
Well, I can remember years ago when you had the suggestion about hanging those styrofoam, packing things off the car, but people steal them. It doesn't work. But anyway, that's my question of the day. Hey, welcome back, George. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Sai calling from Kona.
Hi.
Hey, how's it, George?
How are you?
Okay, good. First time listener, first time caller. Glad I got to hit your show. That guy must have a good life. If he gets enough time to worry about who fucking next to him. Once you're beat up, then go easy. Drink some kava and relax. All I wanted to say is, if you guys can ever try and get on racetrack here in Kona, George, man, that would be the biggest thing for everybody here in Kona. We appreciate your time coming to the Big Island, but we hope one day maybe you guys think about Kona. That's all I needed to say. And I'm glad I got to hear you again, Mr. Nita. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha, bro.
Aloha. Well, maybe one day, but right now, with the economic situation, it's really bad. We are working on our ethanol project, which, by the way, includes a research development / racetrack. Okay? We need to test the ethanol grades, the ethanol blends, and stuff like that. So we need a racetrack. So maybe we can put one in Kona. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Clayton from Mililani.
Who?
Clayton.
Hi, Clayton.
Hey, how's it going there?
Okay.
I just wanted to know one thing. The previous caller was talking about the vacuum canister. Does every car have a vacuum canister, like imported and American?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And he was saying that you were telling him about the filling it all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
What damage does that create?
Okay, when you fill it up all the way past the first click, the gasoline expands when you're in the sun, and it pushes gas into that canister and kills it.
Oh, so in other words, it destroys the canister.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that canister is about $800.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 5467. And before I get on more, and before Wendell Kwan calls me up and says, hey, you never announced the Nifty 50s Oldies Bash. Well, here it is. The Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash 2011 is back. By popular demand, it is really, really, really neat, folks. You gotta go. It is awesome. It's better than any class reunion because this is like all the class reunions combined into one. A lot of fun. Most of all, excellent food. The music is only from the 50s and 60s. And Tom Moffat is your MC there. And of course, Champ will be there to make all you old folks laugh. Okay, so it's on October 14th, that's a Friday night, and it's at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 12 to midnight. Lots and lots of parking. If you run out of parking there, there will be somebody showing you where to park, and the parking is validated. Okay, so give Wendell a call, or go to niftyoldiesbash.net and register in. But I would just call Wendell Kwan. It's easier that way. His number is 239-5360. 239-5360. Don't register late. If you're deciding, don't procrastinate. Go now or forget it because you're not going to get in. It's limited. Okay? Really a lot of fun.
And he said you can call him anytime, right?
Yeah, anytime. 3 in the morning. That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're calling from Chicago, so can't help that. Okay? So, anyway, check that out. Okay, to let you know about what happened to us last weekend. Excuse me. We flew out of here on an early bird Friday. because we had a meeting with the track manager to go over with him on this new type of drag racing that I want to do throughout the state of Hawaii. I started what they have today back in the early 70s, and I think it's grown too old. Anyway, this new drag racing will be called Jackpot Racing. It's $25 a car, and the winner takes all. Anyway, it goes like this. There'll be no yellow lights on the Christmas tree. If you're familiar with the starting Christmas tree lights, no yellow lights. It'll go from the get-ready light to green. So nobody can anticipate when it's going to go green. Anyway, this idea is to curb the traffic problem, the accidents that we have. Drunk driving, speeding, racing, everything else. To get into the program, you must register. But after you've registered for that program, you cannot be caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, racing on the streets, DUI, on drugs, yelling at an official, swearing obscene things at him, or cheating. Any of the above, you are eliminated for life. There is no second chance. I presented this to the club, the Big Island Auto Club. All of them were there at the racetrack. And one person said, how about a second chance? My answer to him, and there was only one guy. The person you kill, does he or she have a second chance? End of story. They all like the program. $25 down. And winner take all. Whoever is running 30% ethanol in their fuel, when they win, will win an extra $1,000. Everybody was for it. And now the deal is to see if they can run it. We're going to find out. The first race is this month in June. And we'll see how it goes. After that 8 o'clock meeting with the track manager, we had a meeting with the mayor of Hilo. And we were supposed to meet with him at 9:30. We walk in, and who is there? His assistant and his secretary. They come up to us and say, oh, we're very sorry, but the mayor couldn't make it. He had an emergency that he had to go to. So I'm thinking in my mind, yeah, same old story, you know. But we sat down with them, and they were very, very interested in our program for the races and to try to make the roads of the Big Island safer. And then we dropped in on them the idea of doing the ethanol project on the Big Island to give the Big Island at least 4,000 new jobs. And the people do need jobs on the Big Island. Okay? So they were very, very interested about it. We were supposed to talk with them only for 1 hour. They stretched it because it was interesting. Anyway, we left them, went to the hotel to check in, and Wendell Kwan gets a call on his cell phone, and it's the mayor, Billy Conoy. He's apologizing deeply for not being able to be there. His assistants called him up and told him how good our presentation was, and he's really excited to meet again with us. Anyway, that went good. That afternoon at 3 o'clock, we had another meeting with a city council member, Dennis Fresh Onishi. That meeting went on for 2.5 hours. And it would have kept going if we didn't have to go pick up Wendell's wife, Charlene. So, it was good. The whole trip was a big success. And I know Wendell and I talked about it over and over, and it's really good. Now, Onishi is coming to Honolulu Monday to spend the whole day with us to see all the testing and the things, different things on ethanol that those of you that did not go to our ethanol forum would have seen. Okay, we have another ethanol forum coming up on July the 9th at the McKinley High School cafeteria from 2 to 5. You go in through the Pensacola gate, and there's lots and lots of parking. That's July 9th at the McKinley High School cafeteria. The ethanol forum will cover everything you need to know about fuel. Okay? So, try to be there. And we hopefully will have some politicians there. It's only to their advantage because election is around the corner. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
And we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give him a call. 808-296-5467. And It doesn't have to be on whatever. It can be on anything. You can make a remark, announcement. Talking about an announcement, Rob, who is selling his 57 Thunderbird, whoever sells it for him, he's saying that he will give them a commission. So, hey, Rob, if I sell it for you, do I get half? No answer.
Oh, you'll hear from him.
You should flush your automatic transmission oil every 2 years if you have regular trans oil. But if you have AMSOIL synthetic, you can go 100,000 miles. Except if you're under severe use, abuse, I should say, then it's 50,000 miles. Okay? But in either case, it's the best.
What if it's past 2 years and you only have like 12,000 miles on your car?
Still, it's 2 years or 12,000 miles, whatever. I mean.
Or whatever. Just 2 years.
Whatever.
Okay. How about checking on your brakes? How often you should do that?
To what?
Check on your brakes.
Check on your brakes?
Yeah. You know, like.
You don't have to check the brakes. When the thing don't stop, then it's time to check it.
All right.
Chaz is smiling because he does that. When a car don't stop, it, he say, "Oh my gosh, I gotta go check the brakes."
No, he sticks. He does.
Wait, hey, talking about that, Wendell Kwan did that. He tells me, "Hey, my brake is squeaking a little. I need to have it checked out." You know. He had barely 1/32 of an inch of lining on his brake pad. It was gone almost metal to metal. And his rotors was also shot. So, what's up with that? You don't check it. You're supposed to check it every 6,000 miles when you have it serviced. Okay, so. I would recommend using Rain X. Okay, that comes in a yellow bottle. And put it on your windshield, rub it in, then let it set for a while. Get a wet towel, wet it down, wipe it dry. It is excellent for the rainy season because the rain bounces off your windshield. It's easy for your wiper to wipe your windshield when the rain does not stay on the glass. And if you got a slanted back windshield like a Corvette, Porsche, Ferrari, Pantera, and you're going down the road, you don't need a wiper at all. You know that? The rain just slides right over. Nothing stays on the windshield. Okay? So, who's on the line?
We have Ed from Pro City.
Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon. I need your assistance.
Okay.
I got a 1993 Nissan Pathfinder. And cylinder one doesn't work. I took it into the dealer. And they came back and told me that I got to replace the whole engine.
What kind of gas you been using?
Just a regular gas.
What do you mean regular?
87. No, the Sam's Club gas, Walmart gas.
Yeah, but what grade? 87, 89, 92?
Oh, I don't know. the engine was replaced 4 years ago. With a used engine from California.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it had like 50,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the engine was replaced, and, you know, all of the header, the distributor, all of that was from the old original engine.
Mm.
And it was working well for the past 3 years, but just in the past month, cylinder one wasn't working.
Wasn't working.
Yeah, it's not firing.
Not firing?
Yeah. The spark plug fires. You know, I can see the spark yet. But,
no compression?
No. Well, compression is like 110.
Okay.
But, it's like dead. It's
change like the injector.
That would be the problem.
Yep.
Fuel injection. Not the sensors or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, I took them to the dealer and they said they flushed the injectors out. But the injector could still be bad, even if they flushed it.
Do you know for a fact that they did that?
That's the thing. I don't know if they did it or not.
Yeah, see? Yeah. More than like it could be a defective or a bad injector where the injector is not triggering.
Right.
That's the cheapest thing to do. I would get an injector and put it in.
Just replace the injector.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Okay, we got Rob from Ainohaina.
Who?
Rob from Ainohaina.
Hey, George.
What's up?
I really appreciate what you said, but I don't know. My dad, who art in heaven, and the schools that I graduated from in business and everything, and I know, George, you know what you said, anybody can go on Craigslist and look up that car, but I don't, you know, you said half of the amount for the commission. And I know if anybody looks it up, George, they'll all crack up laughing. I mean, it's going to be good. Don't worry. But it's not going to be half. And George, thank you for letting me say so because holy cow.
I thought I'd wake you up.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it at that, right? You sure you're selling it?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. It's listed, and it's got links that everybody can go to.
You think your dad likes it?
Well, my dad's not with me anymore, George.
He's with you.
But
he's with you. He just cannot communicate with you, man.
No, he just said keep it, and I've kept it for, well, he passed away in 1982, George.
Yeah, I know. Kids always do that. They sell their dad's car.
Well, you know, that was 80, 90, oh, that was over almost 25 or plus years ago, and he just said, sell it if you need to sell it, and I need to sell it, and that's what it is, and I don't drive it anymore, and it's still a good car, George, so.
Hard, man, hard.
I know, George, I know whoever, you know, buys it will be stoked. You know, they'll be happy. It's been a
while. I don't know about your dad, though.
No, that's all right. The caveat was if I needed to sell it. He didn't hold the sword of Damocles over me completely.
Yeah, but in the back of his mind, he's saying, you better not.
What? hey, come on, man.
Yeah, he's saying that.
Man. Don't give me all that, you know, come on. Yeah, this is such a great economy. Everybody's making money, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks, George.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha. Well, folks, anybody want a 57 Thunderbird? This is it. That's the best Thunderbird. The 55, 56, forget it. The 57?
Why? What's so good about the 57?
Because that's the only one unique and looks only by itself. The 55, 56 look identical.
So you can't tell the year?
No, but the 57, definitely. The 57 was featured in that TV series, Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah. A guy came on, it's like Hawaii 5-0, but it was a series Roots called Vegas.
Vegas?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you were in your three-corner pants that time.
Okay, whatever. Okay, we'll be right back with Automotive 101 and your host, George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. And again, folks, some reminder, if you're interested or thinking about it, register early for the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash 2011. That event is just awesome. People have been asking and asking for it. Now it's back again, and it's going to be October 14th. A Friday night at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. It's awesome.
So do the people that go there like dress up like the 50s and 60s?
You can. A lot of people do.
Really? Well, that should be fun.
And the music is all from the 50s and 60s. It's like a grand old huge class reunion. Awesome. People coming from as far as England and Japan. Fantastic, but register early because it is limited, okay? And don't be turned away. And anybody know Damien Farias? Remind him, register early, okay? So you can register by going on niftyoldiesbash.net or calling Wendell Kwan at 239-5360. You got it? 239-5360. Okay? Or you can call Diane Yoshida at 834-1256. Or go on the website, niftyoldiesbash.net. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Tyrone from Kapolei.
Hi, Tyrone.
Yes, sir. Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, I got a 2002 Altima, and I've been changing out the rear suspension on both sides. I just need to know how to access the bolts. Do I need to take out, like, the trunk liner to get to those?
You're taking off the what? What are you taking off? Were they losing? What happened?
I guess we lost
Tyrone, give us a call back. We dropped the phone line there. Who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Your trip to Big Island was good. Are you planning to do anything else with like Maui and maybe Kauai?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Anytime soon?
Right after I get Big Island settled, then I will move to Maui. Uh-huh. And from Maui, I'll go to Kauai.
Right. Hey, you mentioned that show Vegas. Is that the one with Dan Tana?
Yeah.
Robert Urich?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
I remember that show. He had a, 57?
57 porthole Thunderbird.
Yeah, Thundebird. A
beautiful car.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Those things are expensive.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Earnhardt Jr. Was in a NASCAR race recently.
Uh-huh.
And he ran out of, you know, ethanol at the end. He could have won it, but it was...
You need to keep the tank full.
Yeah, to keep the tank full. That was a mean one. He was just going on the last lap, and then he ran out of ethanol, and that was it. And the guy just passed him. I was kind of sad to see that. But,
yeah.
But it would be good if he won that race, because he was in the lead at that time. He just went kaput.
Mm-hmm.
And ethanol, what? You think Big Island might be selling it soon over there?
We're going to try to do a plant there.
Oh, wonderful. They got a lot of land there, a lot of sugar cane. And that's all they need is a plan, and then they can export it to the rest of the island.
We're working on it.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it, George. Take care.
Thank you. Aloha. Yeah, Donna Makaro Kim will be helping us with this project. She is wonderful. She's for the people.
Okay, we have Tyrone back on.
Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, I don't know what happened there, but anyway, my question is, I'm changing out the rear suspension on my 2002 Altima, but I don't quite know how to access the bolts. You know, you don't just open up the trunk and there they are. I think I have to dig for them a little. Do you happen to know offhand?
What are you taking off?
I'm just removing the shocks and struts to change out the whole assembly.
Oh, that's a bugger to get to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, word.
you need a Menehune to get in there and do it.
Do I need to remove, like, the trunk liner?
Yeah, I think that one there goes through the back seat.
Oh, okay.
You got to remove the back seat and the backrest, and it's there. But like I said, you got to have like a female hand to get in there and take off the nuts.
Oh, okay, okay.
You got big hands. You ain't going to do it, man.
I know. I got to go get myself some small. Maybe my son can help me. He's got a little bit smaller hands than I do.
Yeah.
All right, and then to remove the back seat, any tips there?
No, you just get in and you lift up the leading edge of the seat.
Uh-huh.
And it'll pop right up and then pull it out. And then you have two bolts that hold the backrest to the back, and take off that and it pops right out.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. I like your
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Greg from IEA.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, George. These third-party diagnostic systems like CarMD,
mm-hmm.
Is that a good investment?
What are you trying to do?
Well, instead of taking the car into the dealer, if these things work, then rather repair it myself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the
what year car are you talking about?
Well, I'm thinking of buying a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And investing in one of these diagnostic systems instead of taking it to the dealer.
No. You see, on the new cars, you have 5 years, 60,000-mile warranty on all the computerized stuff and the emission controls.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need something like that.
Mm. Okay.
Well, how about after?
No, after they all slow down, so just like your regular desktop computer, when it gets older, it slows down, you just upgrade it.
But otherwise, are those systems, in your opinion, are they reliable?
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
They're reliable.
Okay. You know, I didn't catch everything about this canister thing in the fuel tank.
Okay, on the side, in the back of your car, or some cars in the front, there is a vapor canister that is to take out the vapors from the gas tank, so there's no emissions.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you overfill the tank, then it goes into the canister and destroys the canister.
Okay, so if the canister is not functioning properly, what are the consequences?
You have a check engine light.
Okay.
And the only part that is dangerous is if you have a collision and it punctures the gas tank, it'll explode. But if the canister is operational, it will not even catch fire.
Does that canister affect the catalytic converter?
No.
Okay. All right, thanks, George.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have John from Ever Beach.
Hey, John.
Oh, Machinita.
What's up?
A while back, I heard you talking about auto light spark plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I drive a 04 Toyota Corolla.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm using a racing plug.
I would recommend changing over to the auto light XP. It's called extra performance spark plug.
Oh, EXP.
X, the letter X. And letter P as in Peter.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any number to go with that?
3924. Right.
Got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. So.
Carol called in to tell you that I guess for this year you don't need to worry about that parking meter at the Kapi'olani Park. It didn't get passed.
Oh, that's good. That is good. It's about time these people think about the people, you know. I mean, I know the politicians need money. But like Bob said, you need business people running the city and the state and also the country. Because business people know how to make money. Lawyers don't. You ever saw a lawyer that knows how to make money other than charge you up the yin-yang? Anyway, something we should think about. If we have somebody who can make money for the city, then there's no need for the taxing this, taxing that, raising this. You know, it's crazy. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We got Carol on. Hi, from Carol. Honolulu.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I just wanted to explain that since you said that it was, you know, these politicians finally on the ball, well, they're not. What stopped it was that a lot of people came and testified against the bill at the city council meeting, and that's why they decided not to pass it.
That's good. Did they have pitchforks and everything
no.
there?
No, you know, people don't realize this bill was heard in the budget committee meeting 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and it was introduced in March. 3 different budget meetings, once a month, they discussed this bill, and nobody came to testify.
That's typical for you.
Well, because there were no people there to testify against it or even for it, they passed it, and so it finally got to the city council where this was the last, third reading, the last one. If it passed it, it was going to go, right? And then that's where people came to the city council and testified against it.
They're always late.
Yeah, and when the city council people, you know, saw all the people testifying, they thought, oh, well, maybe this is not a good thing.
Yeah, because as you see outside, they had the pitchforks and everything ready to go.
But oh, okay, but they recommitted it to committee, which means they can discuss it again, you know, later on. So people
well, you hear that, folks? Bring out your pitchforks and go down there.
No, people got to watch the city council on it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Hi. Now, that's good. People got to get involved, folks. Get involved. Because otherwise, these guys are going to do whatever they want. That's not good. It's like giving a guy a loaded gun. Talking about loaded gun, did you hear about that guy going crazy shooting people? Oh, my God. Innocent lady got killed. And for what? Because this Looney Tunes is out on the road? Well, what was she doing out that late at night? Supposed to be at home.
Maybe she was working?
Yeah, working what? With 10 kids?
Oh, I don't know.
How did you get 10 kids?
But, well, I guess it just goes to show you never know when your time is up.
That's right. You never know when your time is up. So enjoy life, folks. Take good care of each other. And never forget to tell your loved one, I love you. Because that might be the last time you see it. But anyway, drive carefully. Sorry I took off last week. Try not to do it, but I'm going to do it again. Anyway, take care of each other. Don't drive and drink. Drink and drive. You might spill your drink. See you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 KHNR Honolulu, Hawaii's intelligent talk. Now streaming on the internet at khnr.com.